Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're praying with love, and we're going to pray unto God that the unction of the Spirit will befall us, and that we will pray for each and every person who needs to be covered, which is everyone, and that we will have a fulfilling ministry tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play an instrumental by Mr. Richard Smallwood, entitled Center of My Joy, instrumental. Then, after which, and during that particular song, we will pray. And then I want to read what the Lord has given unto me. There was an identification of those who are walking in their season, those who are getting dressed, and those who are thinking about walking in their season. Amen. But God says you have to get dressed. You have to put on the Word of God. You have to put on His coat. You have to have His anointing before you can reach His favor. Amen. Then after that, we're going to listen to Marvelous by Brother David Mann. And then after which, we're going to listen to This Place by Sister Tamla Mann. And I'm going to give you some announcements. And then I'm going to bid you good night. And be sure to tune back in on tomorrow morning in a few hours. Amen. As we have another guest who will come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I've read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. We're going to get into the presence of God, and we're going to pray to God for victory. We're going to pray to God for healing, anointing, and we're going to pray to God for favor. We're going to pray to God that as we walk into our seasons, that we experience everything that God has for us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. You started us on our way, Lord. We thank You for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we thank You for just keeping us all night long and all throughout the day, Lord. We thank You for the season that we're walking in, Lord. We thank You for those who are preparing and getting dressed. And then, Lord, we thank You for those who are thinking about coming unto You, Lord, because we know that just a thought, You said, think on the good things. And we know that once the people begin to think on the good things, they will think of Your goodness and mercy and how You kept us all night long, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask, would You bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in the hospital, Lord. We ask, would You just be the protection all around them and help them to do Your holy and magnificent will, Lord. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would You just continue to heal us and bless us and keep us, Lord, and teach us Your ways, Lord. We ask, would You crown this hair from the top to the bottom, Lord, and would You help the words to come out of my mouth to be acceptable in Your sight, and would You bless the Spirit to fall afresh on me, Lord, and the listeners and those who will listen, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the infinity of blessings and the infinity of favor and grace and mercy, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless the guests who come on the Love Live Jesus ministry, Lord. Touch their ministry and each person, Heavenly Father, in a special and spectacular way, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, if we have missed anyone in any covering, Lord, we ask, would you just cover the people, Heavenly Father. Bless the youth, the adults, their parents, their teachers. Lord, we ask, would you look down upon the schools, Lord, and the cities and the states, Lord, and would you just bless each person who says, pray for me, and those who may not want prayer, Lord, we still pray for their protection, Lord, and we pray for their sanity, Lord, and we pray for their minds and their hearts, and we pray for their overall health, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our eyes to be able to see your glory and our ears to hear your voice, Lord. And we ask with anointing continue to fall afresh and with anointing be around us and surround us, Lord. And as we walk into our destinies, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you walk with us and help us, Lord Jesus, to remain humble and help us, Heavenly Father, to do your holy and righteous will. And would you bless those who are getting dressed, Heavenly Father, to unveil who they really are, Lord, and their gifts and talents, Lord. And for those who are straddling the fence thinking about coming unto you, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you demonstrate and give them an example or give them a word, Lord, where they will come running and crying unto you, what shall I do to be saved, Lord? And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer into the atmosphere and never out of your sight, we ask that if there's anyone or anything that we've forgotten, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to just be covered in your grace, mercy, and your favor, Lord. We ask, will we walk into the destinies and allow you to lead, Lord, and for us to follow, Lord. And we just thank you for the gifts that you've given us, and we ask that we utilize it in a way that will magnify and glorify who you are, Lord. And now, Lord, we just ask that you continue to touch those who need to be touched, heal those who need to be healed, deliver those who need to be delivered, Lord, and just help us to continue to carry on with your word, Heavenly Father, and to continue to do your holy and righteous will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, that was Mr. Richard Smallwood, Center of My Joy. And I want to read this particular, it's a encouraging word that the Lord has given. I want to read it to you. And the Lord identified three people. He says, there are those who are walking in the season, those who are getting dressed, and those who are uncertain as far as their calling. And I'm going to let that music play. And actually, I visualized this, that the music was playing while I was reading this, so this worked out perfect. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is good. Each door is open in the name of Jesus. The window of heaven is unlocked, and the mantle of favor has been polished. Oh, magnify the Lord as you walk into your season. Oh, let everyone with breath say, he is Lord. For those whose season has arrived shall bow before God, and look up towards the heavens with joy. For those who are getting dressed, dismantle your fashions and put on the full armor of God and take your light, for you are the shining group. And those who are uncertain, choose ye this day whom you will serve. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Amen. So I wanted to read that to you, and I wanted you to be encouraged, and I want you to know that for those who are walking in the season of God, you have to continue to stay focused on God, because if not, you will walk out of the wheel and you will have to start over with things that you might not want to start over with, and you'll have to rebuild, and you'll have to tear down things, the old things, because God wants to put something new in your life. He wants to put new favor, new grace and mercy. He wants to put new things in your life, but you have to be receptive, and you have to be in the right place at the right time, which is called the will of God. Then for those who are getting dressed, God says you don't have to be of great status, amen. He says, come as you are. He says he's not looking for anything in particular. He's just looking at your heart. And as long as your heart is willing, God says he can work with you. He says, but continue to get dressed, continue to put on the full armor of God, and allow God to shine through you. God says that you must wear his word, and you must be covered with his anointing. And once you're covered with his anointing, God says you are ready to begin to walk in your season. He says, but he can't have people running around without being covered. Amen. He says, think about the Garden of Eden, and he says, think about Adam and Eve when they were running around without anything on. He says, that is not in the will of God. He says, so you must be clothed, and you must make sure that you have on the full armor of God. Amen. Then he says there is a group, there is a certain group who is uncertain for whatever reason. The world has more to offer, so they think, than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. And so if you're thinking about coming unto God, there would not be any force, there would not be a push, but there will be a recommendation. And God says the doors are always open. Why? Because you're his child. He says, just like that sheep who went astray, he says, there were 99 sheep that he had. He says, but because you're so valuable, he says, he went out to find that one sheep. And if you're that one sheep, and if you're out of the ark of safety, God says he's looking for you. Amen. And God knows exactly where you are. But the question is, do you know where God is? And God says he must be in your heart. Amen. And you must continue to walk in the will of God. And guess what? If you're uncertain, God says when you wake up in the morning, just realize who kept you. He says when you're traveling down these dangerous streets and byways, he says realize who kept you. He says when you send your children off to school, he says realize who kept them. He says realize that the jobs that you go on belongs to him. Realize that the clothes that you put on belongs to him. Realize that your health belongs to him. And God says once you begin to understand where your source is, your source of strength in the midnight hour, your source of how you make it through the day, your source of how you're able to eat every day, and your source and your resources that you have, God says that once you are able to understand where those sources come from, he says you're able to say, yes, God, and that's all God is looking for. But he's not going to force you. He's not going to push you. He's not going to continue to beat a dead horse and continue to say how good he is, he says, because his mercies are seen every day. So whether you're getting dressed, whether you're already in your season, or you're thinking about it, God says that he is with you always. Amen? And so that's an encouraging word to know that God is with us always. And we must continue to reverence God because he is good. We must continue to walk in his favor. And we thank God for the 180 days of favor, grace, and mercy. And we look for many more days. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now we're going to listen to Marvelous by Brother David Mann. And if we have a commercial, that's quite all right. Amen.
Oh. Where is some people love to point that out.
So that was Marvelous by Brother David Mann, and then This Place by Sister Tamala Mann. Amen. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, public agents, media. Please, 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 Facebook, Afreda Love. That's ALFREDA. Excuse me right quick. LOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love, Love, Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure you pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Be sure to mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June as we will have the talent show for our youth, and we will also have an adult category. So be sure to mark your calendars. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to watch my Facebook page as we will have some great, great, great artists and actors and actresses and other media come on the Love, Love, Jesus ministry where Jesus shines with love. Tomorrow we will have Virtuous, and this is at 5 o'clock a.m. in the morning. 5 o'clock a.m. in the morning, so please be sure to tune in. If you miss it, that's okay, because every show is recorded. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love, Love, Jesus ministry show, and also I would like to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is in the morning at 5 a.m., take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.